coming. Mark Daniels from WTAQ Radio. Just kind of give us your feelings on starting your first full campaign.
Yeah, you know, it's something I've been looking forward to for a long time. Obviously sat back for 3 years and watched Domin do his thing and got to learn a lot, see a lot. And, you know, I've got a few starts in my belt, but this is obviously a different year, and I get the, you know, the title of being the starter, and looking forward to going out there and starting off on a good foot.
Kevin, it's Mark again. Can you share with your conversation with Aaron about how he went through this process?
Yeah, you know, Aaron and I exchanged some text messages, and he's about as bad as answering his phone as I am, so we haven't touched base on a call yet, but, you know, I've taken a lot from Aaron, and I followed his position and his situation for a long time, all the way from the beginning, because I knew that once I got drafted here, it could be a similar situation for me, and, I mean, he texted me one day, he said, man, I'm a fan of yours, you know, and he has no idea how much of a fan of him I am because of what I got to see him go through and the way he handled all the adversity. You know, he always took it back to football and didn't get caught up in it. And the thing that I like the most is he always was confident and trusted himself. And when you're a quarterback in the NFL, that's the one thing you pick out of all of them is when it was rough, they just trusted what they did. They trusted their own ability, and they pulled out of it. So that's one of the big things I've taken from him.
Kevin, Rob Domofsky from the Press Gazette here in town. When did you first reach out to him? When was that, sometime last year, or when was that?
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I think it was this summer. I want to say it was this summer, and same thing with Breeze. We just exchanged phone calls for a long time and then got caught up in training camp and stuff, and hopefully I could talk to him in the next couple of days, though. You know, a good conversation. Any more?
Hey, Kevin, this is Bill Huber from Packer Report in Green Bay. I guess, what do you see when you look at the Packers' defensive backs outside of Charles Woodson? I mean, that Tremont Williams is a young guy, and they got Sam Shields as a rookie at the nickel.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of a mixed group because you have, you know, a couple Pro Bowlers there that can – really, I think all of them are really talented, and even the young guys, I think, are very talented. And, you know, with the injuries y'all had, those young guys are going to have to step up and play. But they've done a good job so far. And it's obviously a solid defense coming off with a lot of confidence, you know, with the way they ended up the year last year. And, of course, Woodson, we know what he's got. And Collins, you know, he's a great player. He moves around the field well. And then, of course, your backers and your front three there, so... it's a talented group, and we got our work cut out for us for sure. It's going to be a good challenge for our offense.
This is Bill again. Is it just second nature, though, as a quarterback for you to go find where the rookie is and maybe target him a little bit more?
I think that you just can't get caught up in that, you know. I think that you have to just read it out and trust what you see and trust your own personnel, you know. So, you know, whatever situation calls for, hopefully that's where the ball goes.
Kevin, Tom Silverstein with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. What's your level of comfort with Jamal Jackson, you know, having been out most of the summer, and how much will you be relying upon him in this game?
Jamal and I have a great rapport, you know. I mean, we played together last year a couple times and then worked throughout the offseason together. Through his injury, always was getting snaps the whole time, you know. And then, of course, in training camp, whenever he could. So, although he hasn't been up there full tilt, you know, in a while, we've gotten a lot of extra work, and we feel like we're right on where we should be, and there shouldn't be any issues.
Is he a big part of identifying, you know, in a 3-4 and with Dom, the number of blitzes you might see? Do you rely on him pretty heavily in that regard?
I wouldn't say heavily. We all work together, you know, and we all sit in meetings together, including the other offensive linemen, the backs, everybody. So we never want to totally rely on one guy, and that includes me. And so we all want to see the same things and be talking and communicating. Communication is obviously a key to this sport.